Hello there. Thank you for listening to this. Seek the Truth is here to bring to you the Word of God and to bring a viewpoint about things that are happening in the world from the perspective of God's book, the Holy Scriptures. Over recent weeks, we have been working through some passages in the Gospel of Luke, Dr. Luke's account of the life of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to continue with that this week. We're looking at Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. And we have been reading about the incident when the Lord Jesus returned to Nazareth, and he began to read from the scroll of Isaiah the prophet in the Old Testament. You may remember the response of the people to his teaching. Because when the Lord Jesus finished reading, the Word of God says this, that he closed the book, we would call it a scroll. He gave it again to the minister, the man in charge on the day, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Now, we talked about that last week. And we talked about the fact that Jesus Christ claimed to fulfill ancient writings that had been pre-stated many years before, so that people would understand who he is, Son of God. You might disagree with that, but these are very strong arguments to support the case that Jesus is the one that God would send into the world, the Messiah. Well, as they listened to him that day, the Bible says they all witnessed this fact, that gracious words, words that were full of grace and kindness and compassion, were spoken by him. But they were confused. Some said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And the Lord Jesus said something to them that is often quoted even nowadays when someone is popular when they travel and go other places but not so popular at home. The Lord Jesus said to them, "I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." And that's a pretty general and sensible or correct impression. People get used to you at home, and rightly so, because they see you a lot. But here he's back in Nazareth where he was brought up. And they cannot see who he is because of his background. He wasn't Joseph's son, of course. The Bible teaches us he was the son of Mary, miraculously conceived in her womb. But he goes on then to tell them about some incidents in the scriptures where God blessed people through Gentiles. Now, that was red rag to a bull to a Jewish person. He goes on to talk about God sent Elisha to a city of Sidon called Sarepta. And it talks there about a man who was healed, and he was the Syrian called Naaman, and that was in the days of Elijah. Elisha was sent to a Gentile place. Elijah blessed a Gentile man, and this really angered the people in Nazareth that day, because the Lord Jesus was saying something they didn't want to hear, that God blesses people who are not Jews. God blesses them. And he wants to, and that's just the same today. God wants to bless the whole world. The gospel is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." The gospel is, "Whosoever shall call," it's for everyone. The Bible says that they heard these things and were filled with wrath, and they rose up, they thrust him out of the city, they led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They were going to kill him. But the Bible says, "He passing through the midst of them went his way. And he came down to Capernaum." Now, Capernaum had become the centre of his operations. And that day's life was preserved. Because you, if you read the Bible, will find this out. There was a set date when Jesus was going to die, only known to him and his father. A set time when he would suffer for sin. And man, though he would be involved in the rejection and the crucifixion of Jesus, would not arrange the date. That was something God had done. Again, another indicator to clearly show to us this is the truth of God's word. I trust God would bless you through this recording today. Thank you so much for listening.